Hello.
Hi, I was looking to speak with Jackie.
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. My name is Chet, and I work for construction. One of your neighbors gave me your phone number.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I know that they said you're on vacation.
Right.
They recommended, though, that I should call you because of what happened. So, sorry to bug you.
Okay. So, what happened?
Well, not a huge deal, but there was a little mix-up regarding a job that we were hired for.
I don't know anything about any jobs.
So, the situation is, we were supposed to demo a house near you, and unfortunately, we got the address mixed up and ended up at your place on accident.
So, what?
Yeah, but you know what? You're on vacation. Well, okay. You can just deal with it when you get home. I didn't mean to bother you. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. No. Can you please just tell me what happened? Just tell me what happened.
You know, I can just leave a post-it note on your door for when you get back with my phone number on it.
No, tell me now. Tell me now what happened.
I'm really not sure where to start. The construction business is crazy sometimes, you know.
Yeah, this is crazy. Just tell me what happened.
Okay, sort of accidentally kind of started tearing down your house instead.
What?
Yeah, got the addresses mixed up.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Tearing down my house?
Started to. Good news is your neighbor stopped us and was like, oh, hold on, I don't think Jackie wants her house torn down.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
what did you do?
Like I said, the construction business is kind of crazy sometimes. We broke all the windows. We did do that.
You did what?
Broke all the windows. It's kind of how we start the demo process.
You did not touch my windows.
You're right. We didn't. I didn't. That's not how we do it. We use a machine. So I didn't technically touch them, I guess. But we broke them.
Oh, my God. I am shaking right now. I am so furious.
You sound upset.
Yeah. What do you think? You're telling me you're starting to tear down my house.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. So we got the windows. We took down the chimney and also one of the walls.
What are you even doing? Like, why are you even talking to me right now?
Well, because I thought I should let you know, you know. And also, real quick, I do want to add, I don't really think we can completely take the blame on this one.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Who is supposed to take the blame for tearing down my house? Another construction company?
Well, no, I mean, it was us that started the work, but you do have to admit, your house looks a little run down and junky from the outside, so
you know,
it was
just
easy.
Shut up. I cannot listen to you anymore. Just shut up.
Okay.
God. Well,
can I talk now?
No, I told you to shut up.
Well, okay, but I'm sorry to talk one more time, but I just have to know, are we going to sit here in silence then? Like, because I'll stop talking if you want me to.
I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, but you want me to shut up though, right?
Yes, that's what I told you. I don't want to hear you.
Well, if I shut up, how am I going to tell you it's a prank phone call?
It's what?
Yeah, it's a prank phone call. Sorry to talk when you told me to shut up, but it's a prank phone call. Your house is fine.
You need to explain yourself right now.
Okay, I will. This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your husband Scott set you up.
So my house hasn't been torn down?
Correct. Your house has not been torn down. Your husband is playing a joke on you, and I'm the dude doing the joke on you.
Oh, my God.
Explaining it really horribly right now. But
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
He said you guys are on vacation together, and he set up a time for me to call you and mess with you, so.
Am I going to cry?
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.